You're listening to SBS News.
Speaking to the Group of Seven leaders online last night, Ukraine's president shared another grim update. Announcing a deadly bombing at a village school, Volodymyr Zelensky compared the attack to those committed by Nazis.
Just yesterday in the village of Bilohorivka, Luhansk region, 60 people were killed by a Russian bomb, peaceful people. They were hiding from shelling in the building of a regular school, which was attacked by Russian airstrikes. To do so is to imitate precisely the evil that the Nazis brought to Europe.
Emergency crews have so far recovered two bodies and rescued 30 people at the school, according to the governor of Luhansk. But Serhiy Hayday says the final death toll will only be known when the rubble has been cleared. Mr. Zelensky's G7 video address comes a day before Russia marks the 77th anniversary of Nazi Germany's defeat in World War II with a vast military parade. He claims Vladimir Putin is responsible for killing double the number of Ukraine civilians in 2 months than the Nazis did in 2 years.
Today, May the 8th, is a key day of remembrance for all the victims of World War II, for the fragility of peace and the inadmissibility of any anti-humanist regimes. The fact is that for others, today is a memory, but for our people, unfortunately, this is the news every day.
Mr. Zelensky used the occasion to again call for more modern weaponry and financial aid. Among those heeding the call for help is Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who made a surprise visit to Ukraine on Sunday.
Building on our recent announcement of the provisions of LAVs and heavy artillery, today I'm announcing more military assistance, drone cameras, satellite imagery, small arms, ammunition and other supports, including funding for demining operations.
Mr. Trudeau also says Canada will reopen its embassy in the Ukrainian capital. As well as supplying arms, G7 leaders have pledged to phase out or ban the import of Russian oil, and several countries are increasing sanctions on Russia and Belarus, including the United Kingdom. In a speech to commemorate VE Day, Prime Minister Boris Johnson delivered a message of support to Ukraine.
Our respect and gratitude to those who have fought in previous conflicts strengthens our determination to support the people of Ukraine in their struggle. We won't forget the sacrifices that have been made over the generations to ensure peace and freedom in Europe.
A show of support also coming in the form of music, with Irish rock group U2's frontman Bono and his bandmate The Edge performing a 40-minute concert in a metro station in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv. Bono rallied the crowd between songs during his performance and later visited damaged towns and soldiers near the capital, including Irpin.
We feel you are fighting for our freedom.
Bono says he has faith in Russia's young people to vote Russian leader Vladimir Putin out of office. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.